You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Today in city government, the city's Budget Parameter Committee meets to begin work on the 2026 operating budget. The Library Board also has a meeting set for today. Tomorrow, the Economic and Community Development Commission will take up projects at Gateway Commons and the Chalmers Development. On Friday, the Commercial Multifamily Design Review Committee will look over plans for commercial developments for St. Clair Health Mission and Tailgaters. The next Common Council meeting is July 10th. La Crosse will soon have a new location for its veterinary clinic. The new clinic, which will be near the current clinic on Frontage Road, will be larger and allow La Crosse Veterinary Clinic to offer more services. The old clinic was built 75 years ago, with the new clinic going up nearby. With the new building, the clinic can provide separate areas for dogs and cats, more exam rooms, and the potential for future physical therapy space. The new clinic is set to open in 2027, with more activities celebrating the new space planned in the future. Gas prices are trending upwards in Wisconsin and locally as well. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Average gas prices rose 12 cents per gallon over the last week. The average across the state is $3.04 today. This is 1.7 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and 23 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say oil prices have continued to climb over the past week due to Israel and Iran trading attacks. This has caused gasoline prices to rise at the pump at a pace we haven't seen since last summer. Officials continued, saying motorists should anticipate a steady climb in prices since the U.S. launched attacks on Iran. The national average is likely to increase another 7 to 15 cents this week. While these forecasts remain fluid and could shift quickly depending on global developments, Gas Buddy officials do not expect apocalyptic spikes so-called influencers on social media are predicting. They say many of those claims are wildly inaccurate.
La Crosse's prices have stuck with the statewide average for most of the last month, currently sitting at about $3.05 per gallon. Gas across the border in Houston County, Minnesota is slightly more expensive, averaging about $3.11 per gallon. National Republican Party officials are seeking a change at the party's top spot in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
According to JS Online, Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming says he received a call from an executive committee member suggesting a majority of the board wants his resignation. Schimming tells the paper that he has since received calls of support across the state and has no immediate plans to step aside. The alleged move to push him out follows months of infighting over the party's direction and leadership.
Schimming has been Wisconsin's Republican Party chairman since 2022. A former La Crosse mayor has found new work. Mitch Reynolds, whose mayoral tenure lasted one term after he decided not to seek re-election, is joining the Mid-America Clean Future Alliance. Reynolds will be a program specialist for the group, which works with communities near the Mississippi River. The group started last fall under the direction of Mississippi River Cities and Towns Initiative Director Jennifer Wendt. Reynolds was a member of the initiative while he served as mayor of La Crosse. Once again this summer, Gunderson is offering free meals for children. Amplify Health by Gunderson will serve the free meals at its cafeteria for anyone under 18 years old from 6:30 until 9:30 a.m. and from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Meals are available Monday through Friday except for federal holidays. Gunderson will serve the free meals through August 20th. Funding for the free meals comes from the USDA. A full list of summer meal programs for kids in Wisconsin can be found on the DPI website or by calling 211. Wisconsin Republicans are looking to cut $87 million from the universities of Wisconsin system. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Grulot.
Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer of Racine calls that completely unacceptable and said Wednesday that would have serious consequences for economies across Wisconsin.
A cut like that could mean closed campuses, with Platteville, River Falls, or Stevens Point Marathon County at risk. A cut like that would have consequences for thousands of students, staff, and faculty, and is just unacceptable.
That proposed cut is a far cry from the UW system's requested $856 million budget increase, but something Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says his Republican caucus supports.
It's not about cutting money. What it is about getting some kind of reforms to the broken process that we currently have. Look, this is not a new topic for Republicans. I think we look and say that there is still too much political correctness on campus. We don't have enough respect for political diversity.
Voss referenced hate directed at Jewish students without explaining how cutting the budget would address those issues. Any budget containing that large a cut to the system could face a veto from Democratic Governor Tony Evers.
In addition to the state legislature proposing a cut in funding to UW, the federal government is proposing its own series of cuts to higher education. Wet weather is in store this week. Today we'll have scattered showers and highs of the 70s, a big change from the heat of the past few days. We'll have better chances of rain tomorrow in the Coulee region when we could see an inch or more of rain with higher amounts in thunderstorms. Rain chances continue through Thursday before giving way to clearing skies Friday when highs will return to the mid to upper 80s. We could see 90-degree temperatures again this weekend. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast.
Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Game 2 of the Pirates and the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. Game 2 of a 3-game series going on tonight in Milwaukee as the Brewers host the Pirates. Pittsburgh with a clutch 5-4 win last night over Milwaukee. Don Kelly is the Pirates' new manager. He took over last month after Derek Shelton was fired. I asked Kelly how they finally got a win on the road after losing 6 of their last 8 games.
The bullpen coming in behind each other. We get up 3-0. They score 2. We score 2. They tie it. I mean, just back and forth on the road against, good Brewers team, and everybody contributed, stepped up. It was a great team win.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy after the loss.
Yeah, unusual game, huh? How unusual was that? Every little falls foul by an inch, and Durbin steals the base and then overslides. It's one of those days.
Basketball, the NBA draft is tomorrow night. The Bucks have just one pick in the second round. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The box office saw a repeat champion from last week, a new horror flick that came in right at expectations, and one that absolutely flopped, coming in way under expectations. How to Train Your Dragon brought in $37 million bucks this past weekend, giving it a domestic total of $160 million. With Danny Boyle back in the director's chair, 28 years later brought in a very respectable $30 million at the gate, and an additional $30 million overseas, putting it on pace to be the highest-grossing film by far of the franchise. There was not so great news, though, for Pixar's Elio. The film turned out to have the lowest opening ever for a Pixar film, bringing in just $21 million at the box office. Lilo and Stitch is holding fast and brought in about $10 million over the weekend, which is nearing $1 billion worldwide. More big releases right around the corner. If you're looking for something to see in the theaters, here's one of Pete's picks. 28 years later is really good. I'm not typically a zombie movie person, but the third installment of this riveting and at times gruesome franchise, in my opinion, is the best one so far. The film opens on a small island with people who have survived the rage virus and starts with a father and son going to the mainland. They barely make it back, but the son decides to take his mother back to the mainland after learning there is a doctor there who could possibly cure her unknown illness. If you like zombies or just great suspense, check it out. Speaking of the undead, Norman Reedus's The Walking Dead spinoff Daryl Dixon has a third season headed our way. The Walking Dead has birthed many undead spinoffs, and Daryl Dixon might be its most critically favored to date. Season 3 drops September 7th on AMC. The rich don't always get richer, just ask Barbara Streisand, who claims to have been grossly underpaid for her role as Roz Focker, Greg Focker's mom in Meet the Fockers and Little Fockers. The 83-year-old Oscar winner says she was really ticked off when she found out that Dustin Hoffman, who plays her husband in the films, made $7.5 million and she was paid a paltry $7 million. If you're scoring at home, Hoffman has 2 Oscars for acting, Streisand has only 1. It's a bit unfair, but not like she'll have to supplement her income with a paper route. Just saying. Weekend 1 is in the books, but you still have 2 more weekends to check out Summerfest in 2025. Shows resume this Thursday, June 26, with acts like Willie Porter, The Psychedelic Furs, Local H, Billy Corgan and the Machines of God, The Mavericks, and The Killers. Summerfest takes place over 3 weekends, this being the second, so you still have lots of time to see some great music. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely today. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. More scattered storms tonight, low in the low to mid 60s tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms with some heavy rain tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 71.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.